All right, I'm on my way to the Central to record episode 2 of Ladies vs. Gentlemen with Picard. Should be delightful. Man, I'm exhausted. I couldn't sleep at all last night. And finally at like 6:30 in the morning, I just freaked out. I couldn't take it anymore. And I left the house and went for a walk and tried to do a ham radio. And man, it turned into just like 25 minutes of just rapidly escalating ranting. At first I was just pissed because I couldn't sleep. And I don't know, my lifetime of insomnia was really starting to weigh on me. And then I got into like America and New York and just my favorite topics from bashing. And it was crazy, man. It's like, so I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. I did feel after I recorded it like this, something just can be fun about just really being just righteously outraged about something. I was like, maybe I'll make this into an XO. But it's also just like so silly and ridiculous. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But while I'm on my way to the Central, got a giant coffee, the brand new Tim Hortons extra large 24-ounce nonsense coffee. I'm going to do another ham radio that's actually about music and not just about ranting. So first I'm going to play a song called Love Will Come by Maps. This, like many songs I played, is from that TV show Misfits. I was going back watching some episodes from season 2, and the one where they go to the Halloween party, or the fancy dress party as they call it, the song by itself, it's not as good as in the show. In the show, it's just like so well timed and so perfectly laid out. There's this part like 3/4 of the way into the song where it really just kicks it up a notch. That just hits at the perfect time and it's so good. And it's like a song I normally wouldn't really listen to, a band I probably wouldn't normally know. But on the merit of that show, it makes me love it. So let's listen to that, Love Will Come by Maps. Ah, what a pleasing little ditty. Now, to switch it up, back into Rockland, I've been going back to old bands I used to like, System of a Down and Rage Against the Machine, just like Stone Temple Pilots, just throw on some albums and, you know, plow through them. Just really boil them down to the few songs that I really like, and then listen to those for another week and then delete them also. And it's been remarkably the same as it was 15 years ago. Pretty much I still like all the same songs that I liked back then, not a lot of differences. So this one is from Rage Against the Machine's third album, my least favorite of their three. I don't really count that cover album. But the good songs on it, The Battle of Los Angeles, it's called, they're super good. This is one called Mic Check. Aha, aha. And it is super cool. What's that other song? Should we go play two Rage songs? Because there's another song right at the end. Ashes in the Fall. Ashes in the Fall. Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop. It's fucking cool. I'll play both those.
Yeah. listen to the fascists sing. Take hope here. War is elsewhere. You were chosen. This is God's land. Soon we'll be free of blood and mixture. Seeds planted by our forefathers' hands. The old sound, just like the new sound, over the new ground. Ain't the new sound just like the old sound? Look at the noose now, over the burning ground. Man, it's funny how the factory doors close.
So I was listening to some old Rancid tunes. I'm like, man, these are so good. Like, Blood Clot. Holy shit, that song's awesome. And then it occurred to me, like, I have no fucking idea what that song is about. Now my guns are blazing, Blood Clot, I can see 360. That's nonsense. Maybe if I, like, sat down with the lyrics and really read through them, I could parse them out, but I never did. So I'm going to play that, and I'm going to play Nihilism. Both just crazy good songs. So good. I wasn't really into Rancid back in those days. I was a little slow on the uptake with them. But man, that's a good band. I saw them in Vancouver. Just awesome. Rancid with Blood Clot and Nihilism.
Listen to the record.
Do you feel the same?
Hell, it don't get any better.
Going backwards again.
Whoa. Sweat your fist, wreck stitches in the face. Fuck ups like me, I just started out with grace. Never been like them within society. Life protects, revealing the banality. Now my guns are blazing. Blood clot, I can see 360.
Even bother.
sunshine against the walls are fading. I climb from the depths of hell unscathing. Now my guns are blazing, blood clot, I can see great sister. Now my guns are blazing, picking back up and starting all over again. Hey! Oh! Hey! Go! Now my guns are blazing, blood clot, I can see great sister. Now my guns are blazing, picking back.
Almost at the Central, so just one more song, and then maybe if I'm in the mood, I'll do some more on the way back. Let's do another techno tune. This is Trip Like I Do by The Crystal Method. If you're a rock kid like me, you probably knew this from the Spawn soundtrack. They did all this stuff where they would mix metal bands with techno groups. And this was Filter, did a version of this song that was shorter and more guitar-y and had lyrics. I didn't like it. I didn't really care for it at all. Just meh. Didn't hate it, but certainly didn't love it. Didn't love much of that album. Korn and Marilyn Manson had good songs. That was about it. But then my brother had this album. It's called Vegas. And this is the first track, and it's really long and slow, but it's just really fucking cool. I really like this song. It's like anything that's not straight up guitar stuff, I don't like much of it. Like, there's a... Man, I watched the Wu-Tang Clan Triumph video again the other day. God damn, it's just terrible. I don't know how people are so into that. I thought it sucked. Balls. But there's still, you know, there's some rap I like. There's some techno shit that I like. And when I like it a lot. And this is one that I like a lot. Even though it's like 7 minutes long, I listen to it all the time. But this is Picard, you can skip this. I know you skip every song. Which must make some of these episodes really lame. I'm just blabbing about the music way too much. But hey, to each his own. Alright, trip like I do by the Crystal Method.
Thank you.
Alright, we just finished recording Ladies vs. Gentlemen. I think it went pretty well. Not bad at all. Those little things were like, if I wasn't so tired, I'd be a little more on the ball. Or if I was drinking, it's just, you know, more weird thoughts would appear. But I think it was pretty good. Pretty good. Didn't mind it. That will be appearing in this podcast feed probably after this thing. Alright, here's the song. This is this band called The Left Bank that I'd never heard of. It's like a 60s band. I don't know a lot about older music. But I was reading this book about Elliott Smith, and it came up a lot that he's a big fan of this band. And that his song, Pictures of Me, is that what it's called? Is based a lot on the sound of The Left Bank, and I really like that song. It's my favorite song on Either Or. So I grabbed their album, and yeah, it's not a bad little band. I guess it's like baroque pop, baroque and roll, they call it, or baroque, I don't know how you pronounce that shit. There's a lot of harpsichords and stuff. It's kind of cool. So this is my favorite song from their one album. It is called, the very original title, Let Go of You Girl. I don't think old songs ever had names that aren't a line from the song, right? Not like how the Smashing Pumpkins has, like, Bullet with Butterfly Wings, you know, instead of it being called Rat in a Cage. Anyway, The Left Bank. Cool little ditty from the past. The recent-ish past.
I've got to make you see you're not the girl for me, and I will prove it to you so that you will see. I can let go of you, girl. You, girl, I have to show that things are really bad. The things that you have said, your words have made me mad. I will let go of you, girl.
You know, listening to that song again, I mean, it was my favorite album on that, or my favorite song on that album, but now that I'm, like, putting it in a show, like, suggesting that it should be listened to, I don't really love it that much. Kind of got tired of it halfway through. I was like, I should skip to the next song. And I'm like, well, I shouldn't even really put it in the episode, right? But fuck it. Too late. It's in. I mean, it's okay. I just don't like old music. That's all there is to it. It's not my thing. It's not my jam. So here's some thoughts I had the other day. I was up real, real late. I'm working on my documentary about Roger Swan, that if you heard my old XO episode about him, he's a kid who is an English teacher in Japan, and he died real young. Very sad story. I was watching on his YouTube page, he used to review Japanese horror movies. So I'm watching his horror reviews, done by a dead guy, so that's creepy. And Japanese horror movies, I feel like getting little tastes of them is almost more scary than watching the real things, because the style that they employ tends to be like a slow burn. You know, shit like The Ring, creepy girls with long hair and stuff. But they don't really make sense. Like, it's pretty easy to break down. When I'm watching the whole movie, it's just hard to suspend disbelief because I think about it too much and break down too many plot points, and there's just too much shit that doesn't make sense. But if you just get the little bits and pieces, they really have some creepy imagery. And just watching horror movie review after horror movie review just got me in that mindset. It made me think, like, really, the ultimate slow burn horror is just life, you know? It just slowly progresses and gets scarier and scarier and scarier until you're super old. And then I was thinking just death, like the ends of our lives. Like, there's no reason evolutionary-wise for us to have pleasant ends, you know? Like, you're born under the earth, your biology's kicking along, you have some kids, you raise them, and then you're done. There is just no need in evolution for your inevitable death, your decline in death, to be nicer, to be pleasant in any way. It's like if everybody just falls into a meat grinder after they've done what they need to do, who cares? It doesn't matter. And just all these thoughts, because of watching these Japanese horror movies, just seemed much more real and clear just for that evening. It was super creepy. But I do feel like I'm having this like hyper awareness of mortality and of death. It does make me feel closer to people. Like, it just makes me feel like it made the earth feel small. Like, we're all just together on this one plane, like under this dark canopy of the night sky. And we're all in it together type of shit. It's weird. It's like, with these horrible, scary thoughts also comes like positives, you know? There's a positive side to it of like not giving a shit about little squabbles and silly things or our perceived differences. And there's a lot of, some of my favorite British phrases is a pile of old tat that I talk about in this show. Here's my deep thought. You know, I guess, I don't know, because some people listen to this show for not the songs, I feel like I should talk about something besides just songs, but I guess I don't really have anything on my mind. I got nothing. Fuck it, let's just play a song. This is a song that I played a cover of, a couple cover versions of. It's The Suburbs by the Arcade Fire. God damn, this song is so good. This is the original. I haven't played it officially yet. Just hugely amazing. God, I love this song. So listen to this shit, man.
Grab your mind.
It is kind of a cool song. I just started listening to this band, the Dillinger Escape Plan. I don't know them real well. It's called like mathcore or metalcore. Like it's like heavy, but it's like a lot of start stops and weird changes and kind of complicated. Because like I was trying to get back into my thrash metal roots, but it just seems too straightforward and like I just get bored. So this seems kind of cool. This is a little EP they did with Mike Patton, which is how I find out about them. And then I'm starting to dig in a little more. They have like cool shit. Like there's this video on YouTube of them performing on Conan, and it's subdued for them, but it's like a really crazy performance for Conan. It's like, it's pretty cool. It just keeps building and building. And there's this one clip of them online where their singer, instead of crowd surfing, he just runs across the heads of the crowd. Like he just runs off the stage and just keeps on running, and he doesn't make it very far. And definitely some people must have got hurt. You know, it's just like such a fucked up, stupid thing to do. But I like it. It's cool. So here's one of their songs with Mike Patton. It's called Pig Latin. Okay, I'm almost home, so I'm just gonna start piling in some songs. This is a band called Pop Will Eat Itself. I really only know their one album from 94 called Dos Dedos Mi Amigos. And it was another example when I went back and sifted through. I still like all the same songs I used to like. And the ones I didn't like back then, I still don't like. And I don't know that this was my favorite song of theirs back in the day, but it's like, it's a pretty industrial album. This is way more of a chilled out tune, but I really like it. It's called Home. It's good to be back home in the zones and the people that you love and the zeba dabba doom zeba doom. It's a real nice little ditty. Here's Home by Pop Elite itself. I was saying how I didn't like the new Limp Bizkit album very much, but once I chopped it down like a tree, that's what I've been doing lately, is thinking of albums as like build your own EP. Like, don't try to enjoy the whole album. It's probably not all good, but if you just cut it down to like 6 songs, it's going to be a lot stronger. And you know, why not? Because music is valueless now. It flows like water. So once I cut this album down to like the 6 songs I like the best, it's totally fun to listen to. I dig it now. It's totally just like party rock metal as a shit. But it's kind of cool. So here's a song called Shotgun by the returning Limp Bizkit.
What's shit. You might know a lot of things, baby, not this. And I do it all again for you, watch this. As I let my ass back to the cockpit. Now start it up, let the engine roar. While all the people in the mosh pit scream for more. Yeah, they scream for more. So light it up, cause the way we live our life seems right to us. Let me tell you people what you need to know. You gotta plant a lot of seeds for your weed to grow. You also gotta know when you need to run. You hear that? That's the sound of a shotgun. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. In my neighborhood, everybody got one. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. In my neighborhood, everybody got one. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. In my neighborhood, everybody got one. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. And in my neighborhood, everybody's got one. County jail, and I can't remember yesterday that well. Hell, I can't remember when I slept that well. I told this girl I've been fucking to get my bail. Cause I pop, 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 pop off the rock shit. You probably heard it all before, baby, not this. Here's a shout to you ladies with the hot tits. Courtesy of Limp Bizkit on some rock shit. Now here we go, start it up. Should I remind you motherfuckers I don't give a fuck? A shotgun. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. In my neighborhood, everybody got one. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. In my neighborhood, everybody got one. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. In my neighborhood, everybody got one. Everybody jumps from the sound of a shotgun. And in my neighborhood, everybody's got one. Everybody's got one.
All right, the last song. This is the Gym Class Heroes from their album The Quilt, which is the crappiest Gym Class Heroes album. There are these two songs on the album that the guitarist wrote and sings. I guess they were for like his side project, but then they ended up putting them on this Gym Class Heroes album. And one of them, called Live a Little, is my favorite song on the album. But I didn't really pay any attention to the other one until just recently. Went back to it, and I like it. It's called No Place to Run, and it's a totally soft little, soft, rocky thingy-majig. But I don't know, man, it's catchy. Catchy little tune. So No Place to Run, Gym Class Heroes, the end. Thanks for listening. See you later.
There's nowhere to run, girl. It's harder to face myself than face the world. But there's nowhere to run, girl. But there's nowhere.